I am the Mighty Wasp, and I am here too. Wait, is it recording? Turn it off! I am Evelyn Hancock, and I am here to talk about Oh no, not the voice. Oh, okay. Okay, hello everyone, I'm finally here, and we're going to be talking some more about my favorite video game, Hollow Knight. Because I can't help it. And today we are going to be reading a Hollow Knight book. And maybe listening to some Hollow Knight music. So I'm thinking maybe we should. Okay, I'm just gonna get the book and get. I don't know why I didn't grab the book before recording. Okay, let's see. Time to get reading the book. It's like a whole book about my favorite video game that's actually not that thick. I literally read it, like, the whole thing in just a couple days. So it's actually kind of, actually not that thick. So, basically, in this book, I can read you about Hollow Knight, and not just that, but you can discover more about the wondrous world and adventures you can go on. And I want you to know that, so that you know why I like this game so much. Sorry, I dropped a pen, so I need to do that before reading. I'm gonna move my notebook in place of this beauty that I got for my birthday. I am being so awkward right now. Okay. So, the town of Dirtmouth? It's spelled Dirtmouth. It's weird. But it's kind of like one of the main places in the game. So Dirtmouth is like the first place you go in the whole game. And it has the first person you ever meet. It kind of has everything. There are shops, and there's a bench, aka a save point. Saved my life right there. So there's also a stagway, which is kind of the thing that you use to travel across the whole kingdom, but you can only use it in places that you've opened the stagway, which means you have to explore the place and find it first. And I found the crossroads stagway, and the second that you open up any stagway at all, the stagway in Dirtmouth immediately opens, and you don't even have to open it. It's kind of the only place that you can go to in the stagway, so it kind of has to open on its own. Okay, let's see. Now let's read. Nestled in the valley between the Howling Cliffs and Crystal Peak, the once bustling village of Dirtmouth offers a respite for weary travelers on their way to or from Hollownest. In the golden age of the kingdom, visitors came from far and wide to set eyes upon the king and his shining palace, but a devastating infection claimed the lives of much of Hollownest society, and all paths and from the kingdom we were sealed in order to prevent it from spreading. Now this little village is all that remains of that glorious kingdom. So you do actually get to explore the whole entire kingdom though, even when it has the infection. Just travelers and normal humans other than you have to try their best to just stay safe. So you end up actually rescuing a few people because there's only one person in Dirtmouth, so you have to rescue all the other residents. By the way, I will put a picture of what Hollow Knight looks like so you don't imagine what I think you might imagine. Because it's probably not what you're thinking that it looks like. So the front cover will be images of the book. So here are some things that you can find there. First, there's Sly's shop, adventuring gear. Sly sells adventuring gear, that's what I mean. Then there's a bench, take a load off, that's just what it says. Stag Station, travel the kingdom with speed, as I told you. Map Shop, maps and navigation gear. And then there's Bretta's house. There is like a single home there, and yet many residents. What does she just invite everybody else to come live with her or something? Then there's the well, which kind of is the place that takes you down to, which is kind of where you have to go if you want to explore the rest of Hollownest. It's like the well is like that one little hole leading into a whole other kingdom. It's crazy. Then there's the graveyard. Dirtmouth's departed. That's just what it says. And then here's some stuff about the well. With all the other paths closed for generations following the calamity that destroyed the kingdom, the dried up old well now serves as the only way into or out of Hollownest, as I told you. And then these are the residents of Dirtmouth, all the people that live here. Residents of Dirtmouth, driven into hiding or enticed by the promise of riches in the depths. Many of the village's residents have disappeared, leaving an eerie stillness in the air. Elderbug, the first guy you meet in the whole game, he is. Even in the village's current rundown state, the Elderbug is always there to welcome visitors and to warn them of the dangers of Hollownest below. Everyone I've ever met that knows what Hollow Knight is always thinking that Elderbug is the coolest dude, and yet, on my Hollow Knight merch shirt, I don't think he's on it. It's just madness. And yet, Zote is on it. Zote the quote-unquote mighty. He's the first friendly face I encountered on my journey, because this is actually the Wanderer's Journal, so it's going to say I a lot. It doesn't mean me, it means the Wanderer in the Wanderer's Journal. And actually the Wanderer's name is Elena the Chronicler. And they kind of designed their own little ladybug character just to be, they literally designed a simple little character just to be the Wanderer. Practically, she goes on the exact same adventure as you do, except, well, not the exact same, because you actually have a reason why you're going on it. Her reason is just to explore. Your reason is practically to save the world, as always. So then there's a Zelda. The proprietress of the map shop in Dirtmouth. So she practically owns the map shop, and her husband is exploring the whole kingdom as well. And basically what he does is he just is like there humming while making a map of the whole place. So practically, I think he runs around the whole entire kingdom and goes to one little safe spot to draw a map of everything he's explored and give it to ya, so that you can explore and know where you're going. Thing is, the map normally starts off like with a little bit in it. Basically, the more you explore, the more you add to the map. So basically, he gives you the map and you don't have to draw the map. You just explore, and the more you explore, the more the map becomes bigger. And actually, if you get close enough to a single spot, then it will uncover it on the map. And the way to update the map is by sitting on a bench. That's just some facts. So she's the proprietress of the map shop in Dirtmouth. Zelda has said she was a warrior of some sort before she settled here with her husband, Cornifer. The various accessories she provides are most helpful for navigating Hollownest's terrain. Confessor Gigi, that's another character. I love this character. This mysterious conjurer kept herself locked away in a deep slumber for ages. She speaks of regrets as though they have physical form and seems to have the power to summon them. She can grant anyone the chance to confront her, their regrets, in exchange for her favorite food. But basically in exchange for a rancid egg. It's worth it. Because you don't really do much with rancid eggs except stuff. and not many, and most people take Geo instead of Rancid Eggs, so Rancid Eggs run low. Everything's worth it to give away a Rancid Egg. Steel Soldier, an odd creature? It speaks with such an unusual rhythm. One can only wonder what lies beneath that shiny steel shell. Then there's Sly. From Sly's shop, obviously. This peculiar little merchant deals in all sorts of wares, many of which he has simply found lying around while exploring. He carries quite a few handy items, though. His prices are a bit steep. So basically, he sells items that can help you along your journey. Like, he can sell you stuff that you really need. Like, charms. Like, get enough money, you need the charms. Those are very important. And keys. And the Lumafly Lantern. That is needed. The thing is, it's a lot of money. And keys, as I already said that. So this is when, so navigation gear, what an embarrassment it would be for an explorer to be caught without a map. Naturally, a quill is also quite useful when venturing into uncharted territory. One can simply keep all the new sites and places in mind. So to be able to add up in the map, you do need to own a quill. So naturally, a quill is also quite useful when venturing into uncharted territory. One can simply keep all the new sites and places in mind, and then jot them down during a moment of rest, like, really easily. Like, it's like literally in the bottom right corner, it says map updated while you just, like, for like a split second look at the map. So then it shows, then there's just pictures, map and quill, wayward compass, and map markers. So map markers are kind of things that you can own to like place spots on your map, so that when you place the spots on your map, normally I use them for places that I want, for places that I want to go back to, and also I use them in places that I can't get to yet without abilities, and so I mark those spots so that I can just get back to them when I get the ability. Then there's the Wayward Compass. If you use that charm, then it'll show where you are on the map. The Mapmaker's Wife, Iselda, offers compass charms for sale, along with marker pins in a number of colors. They come in handy when need arises to mark some interesting spot or obstacle, but there is no time to pull out a quill and ink. Lumafly Lantern. This portable lamp created by enhancing a lumafly in a crystalline cage may not look like much. However, it is an indispensable tool for dauntless adventurer for the dauntless adventurer, since some of the deepest parts of the kingdom subterranean lie beyond the reach of even the faintest light. There are some areas where the only light you can see is like just barely around your character, so you can only just barely see where you're going. And it is so hard to get around without the Lumafly Lantern. These fossilized bug shells are the de facto form of currency around these parts. Even the toll machines accept it. So I guess Geo is bug shells, since the characters in Hollow Knight are bugs. So there's one kind of Geo that's just like rusty and rocky, and it's just one piece of Geo. The five piece of Geo is like, it looks a bit like a turtle shell, and it's, but it's like, it has like four lines, and it's lump, but it's, and it's very shiny, it's beautiful. And then the fifth, and then 10 Geo is just beautiful. It's like a spine with some bones on the other side, and it's golden, it's beautiful. Many of the husks and other creatures found throughout the kingdom are likely to still be carrying Geo within their shells, as the bugs of Holland seem to have been striking quickly by the infection. Well, isn't that neat? Well, in my opinion, it's pretty cool. Well, so basically what that means is that, so it turns out, so in Hollow Knight, when you play the video game, when you, like, kill the bug, some Geo appears, and then you can collect it, and it's money. And it turns out that's basically the lore to how that happens. So, and then it says this: not that I condone violence, even against these lifeless husks, but the Geo they carry is wasted on them. Chests. Some of the wealthier bugs kept their satiates, catches something in ornate chests. Given the state of things, they probably have little use for it now. So this is some of the things that I found in chests: a crap ton of Geo, and not just that, but sometimes there are charms, and charm notches. Like when I defeated the Nightmare King might sound like the biggest bad guy of them all. He must be horrible. No, he's Nightmare King Grimm, and he's only the Nightmare King form in the second time that you fight him. Quote-unquote fight. He calls it a dance. Where he becomes his nightmare form, which is really cool, actually. So his real name is Grimm, and he is leader of the Grimm Troop. And when I defeated him the first time, a chest appeared out of nowhere, and I opened it, and there was a charm notch, and I, like, loved it. I was so happy. I was just so happy when he gave me that. I was like, Broski, thank you so much. Because charm notches, they're useful because you can use them to actually, like, to equip charms, and charms are basically abilities. The thing is, you only start with, like, one or two charm notches. And so when you get charm notches, it is so good because, like, you start off with, like, less charm notches to even equip some kinds of one charm. So charm notch costs are, so each charm costs one or more notches. And the highest amount of notches has to be like 5 or 6. The lowest amount is like none, but that only works with one charm, and you can't even unequip that charm. It does really nothing for you. So it's just like another thing in the game. So most charms are 1 to 5. And I mean, most charms are 1 to 3, and then the rarer ones are 4 and 5. 5 so rare, and the rarest one has to be none, which is hard to get because you get it around the end of the game. So charm notches are just amazing, because you can equip abilities with them. So then there's Geo deposits. Geo is a naturally occurring fossil throughout the caverns of Hollandus. Clumps of little shells can often be found protruding from rocky surfaces right out in the open. So, like, I've seen a couple places that are that do make you actually go through some obstacles to find these Geo deposits, but you can break it and get some Geo. But normally it's, like, only 30 or something, so it's not really, most of the time it's not really that worth it. Like, I was watching a YouTube video that I was following along with for Hollow Knight, and he was like, wow, look at this really tough, look at this tough obstacle, and look at that chest up there, I wonder what's gonna be in it. So I just watched him get past it, and then he finally opened that chest, and he was like, wow, 30 Geo, so worth it. No, it's not worth it. So, yeah. Charms. Here's a page all about charms. with images of tons of charms. Wow, look at all these magnificent charms that I literally own all of them in Hollow Knight. Every charm appearing on this page that I see right now, I own. These mysterious little adornments are said to contain supernatural powers. Simply wearing a charm can enhance one's physical or spiritual abilities. Applying and removing charms is a bit of a tricky process, one that is best done while at rest. So you can only equip charms when on a bench, and what's really tough is choosing which charms that you want to equip. Because there are like there are so many charms that could help you, and it's like, but I can only equip this many. Which ones do I want? And it's so hard. That's why charm notches are amazing. It gives you a higher amount of charms to equip. The allure of these charms gifts is undeniable, but it's important to avoid wearing too many at once. Even a single ill-fitting charm is said to place the wearer's safety in danger. So you can accidentally over-charm. So if you're over-charmed, then something that would normally take away one heart takes away two. So that's why I recommend not over-charming unless it's an ability that can really help you in the moment, but you're not really in danger. Those are the times that I think you can overcharm. Charms for sale. These are some of the charms that are for sale, not many. There are many more charms for sale than what it says right here. So charms for sale are Wayward Compass, communicates its location to the wearer, allowing them to find their current position on any map easily. Purchased from Iselda, Gathering Swarm spawns a swarm of tiny bugs that follow the wearer collecting loose geo, aka Lumaflies. So a little swarm of Lumaflies collect all geo for you and bring it to you, so that if you like drop any geo into spikes that you can't grab it, it picks it up for you. Or if you're in a really high spot and you drop geo, then it picks it up for you. So that's good. Purchase from Sly. Stalwart Shell fortifies its wearer's shell, protecting them from additional damage a little longer after injury. Purchase from Sly. Sprintmaster imbues the wearer with the spirit of Sprintmaster, allowing them to run faster than ever before. Purchase from Sly. Lifeblood Heart covers its wearer in a thin layer of lifeblood when at rest, which will safely absorb some damage. Purchased from Salubra. I love that charm, staff to admit. Long Nail expands its wearer's aura, allowing them to reach a bit farther when wielding a nail. Purchased from Salubra. So you can basically, you attack and you go, and your nail can reach farther. Benches scattered throughout the caverns and byways of Hollowness, benches serve as relics of a more peaceful time. The residents of the kingdom's regions constructed these benches in a number of different designs to reflect the aesthetics of their territories. A few makeshift seats can be found here and there as well, formed from hollowed out shells and the like. Benches are amazing. I just love benches. And when you sit down, it's just adorable, because you play as a really cute character. You know what? There's more to read, but... Oh wait, this is actually the last page. I think... No, it's just too much. I've been reading for way too long. I get too engaged. So let me just say one last thing in the last minute I have until this is 25 minutes long. Let's see. So, the last thing that I want to say is that I actually once designed my own character named Wasp, and it's like my own OC design. She's amazing. And that's basically what the thing that I said in the video earlier was in like the beginning. That's the weird thing I said. So that's basically it, guys. Glad to talk to you more about my favorite game. Sorry that it took so long. Bye.